Okay, I think I've decided that the third bit of audio is necessary because three is a good number, and just because I was not satisfied with the last two, and for whatever reason. We're just walking back from Old Bar now. Dan Cross has just gotten paid. We had to come back here because he played a gig tonight. How much did you get
fucking
paid?
Fucking motherlode.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
125.
125? You're like, might be 30. It's a proportion of the bar tax.
23 minutes.
23 minutes. I missed half this set because I was at work. Oh, fucking sweet.
Now I won't die.
Now you won't die.
Don't tell anyone.
I won't. Dan, didn't hear it from me, right? Dan Cross is not going to die because he got paid $123 for playing at Old Bar. Now we're
Can I still pay you next week?
No, fuck you. Scab $20 off me tonight and he's like, can I still... Yeah, no.
No, it's still perfect.
Yeah, that's all right. We need now to buy backy. We're thinking about getting some more booze, but I don't think there's anywhere that's going to meet our needs in that department. Get back and drink a fuckload. Thinking about what to do with the rest of the present. Burning the DVD. What are we going to put? Yeah, we can get stoned if we want. I'm not going to because I'll probably...
Get everyone stoned and they won't be able to drink.
And then I can drink because I can't really get stoned at the moment. Sneaky. Yeah, good strategy. Okay, we've got to go into the Sevlev and get backy. There goes the door. Oh, it's really bright in here. I don't even know if I'll have the backy that I want. Or if I've got cash to even buy the backy, because I lent Dan Costa, who's just gotten paid, $23. No, I don't. But I can put it on. Just thinking, I could, if I had booze, I could stay drunk and just sort of do the DVD after everyone's gone because they're kind of distracting and I have to be social and shit. We should put this Tom Lehrer, Mr. Michael Hawkins played this awesome song by Tom Lehrer about, nuclear weapons, China. Have you got any, like, Peter Stuyvesant Blue tobacco? No, I didn't think so. Oh, no. Yep.
Any light
on business?
Sorry, no. Any cash
on? No.
Yes,
thanks. What? Laughing.
He probably thinks you're talking to someone.
Yeah, he probably thought I was talking to someone on the phone. I was being very rude, like buying this backy and just at the same time just making this audio recording. Horrible industrial culture that we live in.
Yeah, I'm totally going to stick with playing solo now.
Yeah. Fuck Carl on keyboards, you don't need him.
No.
Playing solo, why? Because you get more money, I mean.
No, I just don't need him though. I've got enough charisma to carry the whole show.
You totally do. He was good, he went off.
I'm an old crow.
You've been doing this for how long?
I don't know, 7 years.
Many years. How many albums? 7 albums, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's. I didn't realise that he was so prolific.
Not anyone's ever heard them, though.
I'll have to listen to them. I don't know. He's released an EP called Nocturnal Emissions.
Everyone will be ready for
them. Did you play Girl on a Bike? Did you play
No.
Girl?
This I can't play it on guitar.
I'll put this on the DVD. Fucking Dan Cross's magnum opus. You can't play it on guitar? Why? It's two chords. How hard is it?
No.
But it doesn't have the riff. Girl on a Bike. You're right. It's kind of sleazy. I wanted to do this cover version of it, but it fell really flat. It's kind of a sleazy song. But it was about when he moved from Hobart to Tasmania. No, when he moved from Tasmania, when he moved from Hobart in Tasmania to Melbourne, like, started to realise that, Hobart being really hilly, nobody rides bikes there. It's a shit way to get around in Hobart. But in Melbourne, which is really flat, everybody rides bikes, and you just start to notice everywhere he went, there were girls on bikes. And so he wrote a song about it called Girl on a Bike. again, I'll put this on the DVD. I might include my aborted attempt to cover it. It is kind of a sleazy song, but it's a great song at the same time. It's a classic.
It's more like Carry On Melbourne.
Carry On Melbourne. Carry On Girls riding your bikes.
But, like, the thing is,
I'd keep on doing it.
I'd always see him on the way to work from behind, of course.
Oh, man, that's disgusting.
That's when I worked out how to time travel.
Really? That taught you how to time travel?
Well, I was walking at the same speed as them, yet.
Oh, I had this today, driving in the car, and I was on the freeway going 100 miles an hour, which I don't often do. And it was sort of like, it's this weird warpy thing, where, you know, you're sort of used to tooling along at sort of 40, 50 kilometres an hour. Suddenly you're on the freeway, you're like, oh, shit, we're going so fast, oh, fuck, I'm going to die. Yeah. And then after a while, you just get used to it, and you just, 100 miles an hour, 100 kilometres an hour. Everyone's going the same speed. Yeah. It's weird, relativity.
But even the girl on the bike is going, like, they're in a different time zone.
They're in a different time zone.
Like, you're both in the same space, but they're travelling at a different speed. But yet you're there as well.
All right, Yeah, you're in the same zone. It's like walking down the street and there are cars, and you notice this driving as well, which I don't do very often. You see you're in a totally different dimension to all these people walking down the street, and yet you're in the same place. What's that about?
The other night, everything was revealed to me anyway.
Everything was revealed to you. Do you have a moment of gnosis and, like, universal insight? And
yeah, I know, sis.
Gnosis.
Gnosis.
There's
a
word.
I like your sister.
I beg your pardon. Yeah, me too. She's lovely. We're a bit estranged at the moment, my sister and I. We're not badly estranged. Like, we're not fighting or anything, but we just have not been hanging out very much, and things are a bit... But that'll pass, as it does.
Actually, these cunts haven't drunk all the booze.
They better fucking not have.
If you're getting stoned... Depends how much pot you got. Has Justin started selling it, or is this not going to go on the tape?
It's all right. I think Nada can handle it. It's not for public broadcast. Nada in New York can deal with the knowledge of whether or not Justin is selling. Yeah, he's selling. He's got a bag at the moment. He just gave me a bunch because he feels guilty about crashing in my house every Friday night, which is stupid because I actually quite enjoy having him around every Friday. But he's got this huge guilt complex.
I might get some off him.
So he gives me all the sweets.
But I'll just say it's for friends.
Yeah. I don't know. He seems to have some at the moment. He may be a bit stingy, though, because he's very conscious about what's happened with his pay and how he's been... tricked by this weird... I would love to know what's going on with that. He's getting paid $100 less per week. He's now a casual employee as opposed to, like, a permanent employee. And he's sort of like... Karen just came up to him and said, do you want to do this? You'll make more money. And he said, all right, and signed off on it without checking the figures, which he could have done, and now he's really in the hole. It's sort of like... I had this at the SSC too. Subconsciously, he just wants to leave and he's looking for any reason to leave. So he signed off on it without actually...
He's been trying for 3 years.
Yeah. It's like an abusive relationship, this fucking place. I'm so pleased to have left. I yearn to go back because I know lots of people there and it seems familiar and I'm sort of
I'm going to become a union delegate.
Don't do it! Don't become a union delegate. You'll become power crazed and turn into Sean Walker when he became a union delegate. No. It's even the way that you fucking...
So,
well, he got this letter of warning, right?
Oh, yeah, but if you fucking read it.
Yeah, it was a bitchy, nasty, you're in trouble, scary letter of warning. And they were like, we need to have a meeting. You can have a union delegate there if you wish. And so he got a union delegate. Oh, this is a boring story, really, too.
It was them that fucking freaked out, not me.
And now he's all walking around like, yeah, man, flipped it around on camera. It's sort of like, it's just a fucking social research call centre.
Yeah, that you wish you could go back to.
Yeah.
Desperately.
That I wish I could. Oh, yearn. Not really. Not really.
You want to be between Karen's bosoms.
Oh, Karen, take me back, please.
You want the milk of her love.
I'll be good, I promise. No, I realised this today, actually. It's not. It's just, I yearn for actually a scene that's passed with all of these people who used to work there but don't work there anymore. Who works there now? Fucking you. Fucking Carol. Carol's still there. Sarah's still there.
Yeah, what more do you need?
Fucking Sean Walker's still there.
Or is he?
Or is he? He's a mysterious figure. Is he over there? Is he over there? Nobody's quite sure. Go on a bike. She's so independent. Great song. Like, seriously, man. It's going to... Yeah. It's one day this song is going to... It's like Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
No, you think I'm joking, but
no,
I'm not.
It's about time travel.
Yeah, it's about time travel. And you wouldn't pick it, you know, it's buried. It's like, it seems to be about a girl on a bike, but actually it's about all of these complicated interdimensional issues about time travel. It's a complicated work of art. And we've arrived home back at Shahid Curry. We'll find out if there's any birds left.
I've done Backy, it.
Dan Cross got paid. Okay.
If I don't drink this week, I won't die.
You won't die.